25 years ago, the first female conservative rabbi was ordained from the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. People were worried that because ordaining women as rabbis was new in the conservative movement, that she would have trouble finding a job. Her name was Amy Eilberg. But actually, she didn't have trouble finding a job. She was hired by a very large synagogue, not unlike Sinai Temple, called Har Zion in Philadelphia, where the senior rabbi who hired the first conservative Jewish woman ordained was Rabbi Gerald Wolpe. So you see, first of all, I have a family tradition to uphold. When, after being here for a year, some 8 years ago, actually 8.5 years ago, being here for half a year, I traveled to New York to interview rabbis to find an assistant at Sinai Temple. We interviewed a number of rabbis, but none of them actually seemed like they were the person that we should bring to Sinai Temple. In the halls, I saw then Sherry Zwelling, whom my wife and I had been friendly with for years, and I mentioned it to her, but she said no, she was really enjoying New York and wanted to stay there for a while and wasn't interested. That night, I called my wife and I gave her a report, and she said, call her. I said, no, no, no. She said no. My wife said, call her. I know this will shock you, but I called her. I said to her, Ellie said, you have to interview. She said, okay, I'll interview. It was one of the best calls I ever made. Because for 8 years, Rabbi Hirsch has done several things in this congregation, some of which are visible and some of which are not so visible. The visible things are all the programs she's created, Torah in the Round, the Shabbaton, Dor Chadash, Tat Shabbat, I could go on. The not so visible things are that she has made it possible so that when we were interviewing this year, although we have not yet hired anyone and might not till next year, although we were interviewing this year, scores of people from the congregation came to me and said, I certainly hope you're looking for a woman. When Rabbi Hirsch first came here, the reaction was cautious at best. And sometimes, since she won't tell you, very difficult. Sinai Temple had never had a woman rabbi. And people were doubtful. And some, to be honest with you, were hostile. But now that she is leaving us, people are sad. And they know, from having seen the inspiration that their daughters and granddaughters felt, seeing the inspiration that they themselves feel, what a wonderful role model she has been in her creativity, in her passion, in her programming, in her love for our community and our congregation and our tradition and our people. Speaking for Eliana and myself, it has been a joy to work not only with a colleague but with a friend. And we are sad to see her go, but happy to see that over the 8 years here, she and her husband, Dr. Jeffrey Hirsch, have built a beautiful family and are building more. And so, even though we will have other gifts later, there's one gift that I thought was important to present to Rabbi Hirsch before the entire congregation. I want to explain why we chose a shofar. It has to do with what we read yesterday on Shavuot. We read that the voice of the shofar at Sinai, Godel v'chozek ma'od, got louder and louder. And of course, that's a violation of physics. Sounds get softer. They don't get louder. But actually, true teaching of Torah gets louder and louder over time. And we know that that which Rabbi Hirsch has taught us, all of us, our community, both by her words and also by her example, will not fade away from Sinai Temple, but will grow louder and louder over the years. The shofar reads the plaque, Rabbi Sherry Z. Hirsch, with deepest gratitude for your exemplary service to our community, Ba'ahava Rabbah, with great love, from Sinai Temple. Rabbi Hirsch.